OSU and All Sides are back with a new season of Untangled, a show where we take a complicated topic and untangle it for you, pull it apart, and weave the facts back together in ways that are easy to understand. This season, we're untangling redistricting in Ohio. Redistricting is the process of drawing electoral boundaries, deciding which lawmakers get the chance to represent which groups of people, creating boundaries that not only shape our legislative and congressional maps, boundaries that are going to shape our democracy. And gerrymandering, that's drawing those lines to benefit your friends while punishing your political enemies. Building boundaries that will decide who controls the Ohio House, the state Senate, even the U.S. Congress. Boundaries that will determine what laws Ohio has on abortion, education, taxes. Boundaries are destiny. And they're boundaries we've been fighting about for more than 200 years.
The Democrats were in control in 1842, and so they were
They were the map makers.
So they were getting ready and they were prepared to draw. And actually, they called a special session. And the Democrats in control started to draw the map. And the Whigs were, had already, when they had seen it as it was going, they were very much against it. And when it came down to time for the Senate to ultimately take action on the bill, the Whigs just decided the only route they had to go and the only bullet they had really left in their chamber was to say, you know what, we're just going to all resign from office. And so by resigning, they prevented a quorum from the Senate having a quorum, and the Senate couldn't pass anything.
Ohio changed how redistricting worked after that stunt with the Democrats and the Whigs, but the same problems persisted. The party in power would manipulate the boundaries for their benefit, and every few decades, enough Ohioans would get frustrated enough that we would try to change how the map-making process worked.
And I felt the anger from the public. I felt it everywhere. It was amazing how many times I would just be out in public and people would say something to me about it.
That's House Minority Leader Allison Russo. We're going to hear from her later on in the series. But she made me think this will be the fifth time in 20 years that Ohioans are voting on the redistricting process. And one definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again while expecting different results. So I asked former Ohio Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor, are we all a little bit insane when it comes to redistricting?
Why do we have gerrymandering? It's because of politicians drawing the maps. Simple as that. We're not unique. Ohio is not unique. Other states in this country have wrestled with it, and it's not a Democratic problem. It's not a Republican problem. It's a problem that resides with power.
O'Connor is leading a group called Citizens Not Politicians. They want to take lawmakers out of the redistricting process this November. And it's going to be up to all of us, the voters of Ohio, to decide whether we think that's a good idea. Over the next five episodes of Untangled, we're going to walk you through redistricting here in Ohio. All the legal fights, all the political battles, and even how other states draw their district lines. We're going to give you everything you need to make an informed choice this November. We're going to hear from Ohio Auditor Keith Faber.
Look, it's a horrible idea. I'll start out with that. When you try and take politics out of an inherently political process, you end up with worse problems. And this organization is not apolitical. It has a very clear political leftist bent. They're all funded by the same funders. They all have the same support. And because they're not putting elected officials on there, doesn't mean they're not putting political people on there.
We're going to hear from the League of Women Voters.
This is our Ohio. This is our democracy. And it's time that we have maps made for and by us, rather than happen to us.
And we're going to hear from the man at the center of the last redistricting controversy, Senate President Matt Huffman. I wonder, though, do you ever feel like you're being painted as the villain in this story?
You know, I'm going to do the things that I think are important, and there are people whose financial and political interests are directly opposite, that they're going to criticize me in an unfair way. And if you take it personal, you shouldn't be in this business. And if you get mad about it, go do something else, you know.
Season 3 of Untangled starts Monday, August 26th. You can listen live at 11 a.m. on 89.7 NPR News, or anytime you'd like, right here in our podcast feed. New episodes drop every Monday.